Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. The media has been taken for granted in many ways, Alan. The president says we're the enemy of the people, but public broadcasting, specifically WAMC, is a family. And right now, $179,000 in that lockbox, but we still have $320,000 and a little bit of change to make it to $500,000 by October 21st. That's when we go for our goal of $1 million in this fall fund drive.
That's right, David. We're doing good, actually. If you do a comparison year to year, we're doing fine, but it always takes off about now. It's now that people decide, yeah, you know, I've been listening to them, but this is us, and we have made it together, and we're going to continue to make it together. The passion that I feel for this radio station is matched by the passion that so many other people are having themselves. Somebody came up to me the other day and said, it must be nice to own a radio station. I said, I don't own anything. We all own it together. We've made it that way. And we will continue to make it that way because I know our audience. I know that at a time like this, when Trump is doing the kinds of things that we are seeing every day, we better have a radio station that'll tell the truth. It's that simple. If we don't, we're done. So it's WAMC.org. Folks, I'm asking you, this is a time when this country had better pull together or we're sunk. So let's go.
Thank you for whatever you can do. Well, setting a defiant tone, the Trump administration, Alan, resisted Congress's access to impeachment witnesses, even as House Democrats warned such efforts themselves could amount to an impeachable offense. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tried to delay five current and former officials from providing documents and testimony in the impeachment inquiry, and that could lead to charges against President Trump.
Yes, what we are seeing now is the potential for adding obstruction to the impeachment charges. I don't think there's any doubt. If you don't let people come up and testify to the coordinate branch of government, then you're in impeachable territory. Not only that, but we see the Inspector General asking for a very unusual meeting today with congressional staffers, apparently with some documents. We don't know what it means, but we do know that he's asking for that, and everybody has got bated breath as they wait to see what he's going to bring to the mix. In the meantime, you have Donald Trump talking about putting alligators and snakes in moats around the wall and putting flesh-piercing spikes on the wall and shooting people first. And then when that didn't fly with his staff, talking about shooting them in the leg, which also didn't fly with his staff. Trump has made it clear that this was his issue from the beginning. It's how he thinks he won the election. He thinks if the base comes out, he wins. And the base was instrumental in the win the last time. We do see that the purples, the people in the middle, are changing. He's losing some of them. He's losing some Republicans, believe it or not. You have somebody like Senator Grassley, who is a big fan of the Whistleblower Protection Act and who has been dealing with it for years and years, now saying the whistleblower in this case, who Trump wants investigated, right? Who he wants to meet with so that he can do whatever he can do. Hey, the whole idea is to protect the whistleblower, not to subject him to a president who's talking about alligators, snakes, and shooting people in the leg.
And that article you referenced about that March meeting in which those issues came up, one of the things that was part of that article was that in the early days, his aides were willing to push back. And today, the article suggests that they're more afraid to do that.
Well, look, everybody has to go home every night who works for Trump, and they have to look in the mirror and they have to say, okay, this is very dangerous territory. What is going to happen to me? Not to the president, who, of course, is foremost in his own mind, but what's going to happen to me? And that's when whistleblowers and others become very important in all of this. People are going to have to say, I'm not going to participate in this. We see this beginning to happen now. People are resigning, and it is a matter of time until I think this whole thing disassembles. It's well on its way right now, and it's clear that the president is in total panic.
Speaking of which, Alan, Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, has retained a lawyer.
Well, it's unbelievable. He retained a Watergate special prosecutor. That means one and one makes two. He sees the train coming down the track. What Giuliani has been doing in terms of disassembling so much information is more than I can figure out and more than most people can. One day he's here, one day he's there. He says he did, he says he didn't. He doesn't look good. He looks like a man in flight.
you had another conversation with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo yesterday, Alan.
I did.
About the so-called SALT provision. The governor was handed a defeat after a federal judge ruled on Monday upholding the $10,000 cap on deductions for state and local taxes. That was part of the 2017 federal tax reform. The governor went on a rant with you about the president and how he considers all of these various agencies, including the Justice Department, working for him personally.
Well, you know, the governor is clear. He says this is an attack on the Democratic states, the blue states. They're high taxed, and he thinks that that's what this is all about, and he made it clear that he's unhappy. But from my perspective, I don't see what he's going to do about it. He's going to go into the courts. The president owns the Supreme Court now, that's for sure. These decisions are not going the governor's way, but the governor is smart. He says, listen, people are paying more in taxes as a result of this. They can only deduct up to $10,000. That's going to kill the blue states, and I'm going to make as much noise about this as possible. Whether you can turn it around is anybody's business. Right now, from where I'm sitting, doesn't look promising.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us as always. We thank you, and we can't have WAMC without everyone now getting something into that lockbox at WAMC.org.
Feel the passion, everybody. We made it together. We're going to keep it, unless we don't keep it. But I think we can if everybody does something. Let's get to that $500,000 point. Let's feel that passion.